Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a lovely Bhakta Sangam. As I'd indicated yesterday, and the highlight was what the main theme was about, which is New Vajradam's 25th anniversary, and which really consisted of two parts. One is to PowerPoint presentation on the many projects and how they appeared and manifest in chronological order, projects or achievements or constructions and so on. Of course, along with pictures, and then added to that was a discussion with half dozen devotees, just sharing about their experiences, and these are devotees who were there from the very first years. And one very important message that really came through at that time, although I really lamented that we didn't have enough time to speak. I think devotees would have been there until 10 o'clock at night had they been given the opportunity, was that the extraordinary austerity under which devotees lived at that time. I don't know how many English-speaking listeners had visited New Vajradam in its very early years. It was very austere. Devotees were living under extraordinary circumstances. They were first living in this tiny little house. Later on, we were living in the barn along with our horse and our cow, and that was during the winter months. Very, very austere. We only ate what we had, what grew, which meant that sometimes there was really, practically speaking, nothing to eat. Aside from our grains or chapatis, which we always had. And things have changed quite considerably since then. But the call for further austerities will always be there. And the Lord says, tapasya hridayamayam, that tapasya is my heart. Lord Brahma creates this universe from tapa, from austerity, and anything that anyone wants to achieve. Srila Prabhupada underwent extraordinary austerities to establish the Krishna consciousness movement. And that's how it will continue in the future. Tapasya, tapuridayam. So that was something that we're trying to convey to devotees today, because the circumstances under which they're living is much more comfortable. But there will always be more austerities to face, and we need to accept those and recognize those. Otherwise, development will slow down and stop. And, of course, most importantly, what I did that on the Hungarian version of our podcast was to thank the devotees who not only were there in the early years, but actually who are still there. One thing that they were there, and the other is that they're still there and will stay there for their lives. And no doubt to establish Srila Prabhupada's project,
and manifest his vision, they'll get extraordinary blessings and mercy from his divine grace. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna.